Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Hey, what's happening? Happy hump day. Good morning and welcome onto the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com, and yours worldwide through the 100.7 The Score mobile app. Brought to you, as always, by Happy State Bank. Alongside Jeff Haxton, I'm Choice Woodman. Lucas White, back behind the glass, taking care of us as usual. We'd love to have your thoughts, your comments, your reaction, all welcome on the Yates Flooring Center chat line through that 100.7 The Score mobile app. We're joining you from the First United Bank studio this morning. Happy hump day, Hax. How you doing?
What's up, man? Got your haircut?
I did get my haircut.
Yep. What happened to your eye?
I got an eyelash in there. You ever do that?
Mm-hmm.
And I've been like digging to try to find it, pick it out. I think it's out, but it's irritated the heck out of the eye. So it looks really, hopefully it's not anything else, or I've just been digging around in my eye and going to spread something all over the office.
You know? I had that happen to me once and it was really bad. Everything from one side of the pupil to the other was blood red. And I went to help at church, and I was signing some people up, and this guy picked up the pen, and he kind of stooped down and looked at me. He just stopped in his tracks. He's like, "You okay?" I'm like, "Yes, I'm fine."
What kind of drugs are you on?
Yeah, I'm okay. Just had a vessel explode. I'm all right.
Yeah, I always have a big red spot on the left side of my eye because I did have a bad migraine one time, busted a blood vessel, and it's always stayed. For whatever reason, it's just, so I have a permanent red spot on one of the eyeballs. But yeah, this is hopefully not the pink eye. The worst case of pink eye I ever had, Final Four 2019.
Oh, I remember. I remember.
It was awful.
I remember. I was like, hey, welcome to Minnesota. Oh, my gosh.
So swelled up. Like, it happened while I was in Minnesota at some point. Those casinos, you know, the cleanest places ever. But I got the pink eye. So it looks like I'm sitting there crying along with Chris Beard at the press conference because my eye's so swelled up and teary. So it looks like I'm crying after.
That was bad, dude.
After the game, yeah, it was a nasty one.
I've had a couple of bouts with that, but I'm not certain.
Yeah, I haven't had many, but that one was by far the worst.
Man, Mickey cracked me up this morning, dude.
Oh.
Jen, on her way out the door, took Mick. Usually she's passed out at this point, trying to get her to daycare.
Okay.
She's 3 years old, rolling on 4 here pretty quick in November. But usually you just put her in there, snap the car seat. You're never going to hear from her again because she's going to be asleep all the way, and then you kind of just shovel her into the daycare.
Okay.
I'm taking her. But Jen puts her in the car. Yep. So I'm gathering up my final things, grab the bag, grab the wallet, grab the phone. And I hear this. Ah! I was like, oh, man. Is our alarm going off? Did somebody sit on the keys, you know? Did what? What? Ah, ah, ah. She'd broken out of her seat and just got to the driver's seat. Yeah. Just started hammering on the horn.
Good thing she didn't put it in gear or anything. A little harder.
Well, it wasn't running.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's so temperate this morning.
That's
fantastic. Nobody's going to sweat or anything. So, and I was like, well, she's going to be mad because she's in there by herself.
Of course not.
She was fine.
Didn't lock herself in, though, right?
No, I had the keys.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay. So no big danger. Just honking the horn, waking the neighbors up.
Yeah. It was loud. Golly, scared me to death.
There was a time, actually, once where my brother, who was probably 4 and I was about 2, mom tells the story, he put the car in neutral while we were the only 2 in the car, and it was a slanted driveway, so it starts rolling back onto the street.
Boy,
fortunately they caught the car before anything happened. But yeah, little mischievous kids. I think cars are a little safer now in terms of pressing the brake before.
Do you have that memory in your driving, where riding with mom or dad, that I remember when my mom put the old maroon Buick in the ditch and just about half rolled it.
I remember one, the early one was Dad. We were driving on a snow ice storm and
yeah, and that's slid what around, the Buick. That's what happened to the Buick.
Spun into off the road, but yeah, that's.
I put the Dodge Journey in the ditch.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Tried to make a right turn, snowing, didn't turn.
Didn't just catch, huh?
Nope, just kept rolling or skidding.
Snow sounds nice right now.
Man, how about that rain yesterday? I got some.
I got almost none.
I got, oh man, I to take that, buddy. I think we got about 2 inches.
It's funny, you don't think of Lubbock as like this massive place, but there are plenty of times where someone can get 2 inches and cross town. You get
we
nothing.
Just sat there and watched it. We had two storms though. Collide right over our house. So we had really hard winds one way, and then they came back the other way, and I was worried for my tree for a little bit, but yeah, we got lucky.
So we'll talk a little tech football today, Hex. We've got a poll question out there y'all can go vote on, at 107 The Score.
What is it?
On the Twitter. I'm going to focus in on turnovers today, just in particular on the defensive side. Because, you know, the whole take three motto that Joey McGuire is bringing in, we've heard other coaches emphasize it. David Gibbs was one that always talked about turnovers and when he had successful defenses that coincided. But there's a pretty heavy emphasis by Coach DeRuiter and Coach McGuire on turnovers. So I looked back at the last 11 seasons, even you can count the COVID one out if you want, but 10 seasons or so back to 2010 at the total turnover numbers. And in general, a little surprising because the numbers were fairly good. 19.3 turnovers is what Texas Tech averaged. So just a simple question there on the Twitter. If you want to go vote, how many turnovers will Texas Tech defense force this year? How many takeaways will they get?
It's a good question because it's really impossible to know on these.
Yeah.
Because teams develop identities or they can be in slumps.
Man.
And you'll have a team that's like, man, it's the fourth game. They haven't recovered a fumble yet. Man, it's the fifth game. They haven't got a pick yet, you know? Or, you know, first game you can get a tip ball up in the air and get a pick and like, oh yeah, now we're the no fly zone and we're gonna get
sure
three picks a game. And
I know.
It's really, really hard to predict this.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Got what you need to know, part of the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. He's Jeff Haxton. I'm Choice Woodman. And these are your headlines for this Wednesday, August the 10th. We'll start off with some good news out of minor league baseball last night. Hax, one Joshua Young reappeared at the AAA level and reappeared from last season because this is his first stint after some time at extended spring training following the long injury of the torn labrum in the left shoulder, but gets his first at-bats in real minor league baseball yesterday and did the most with it. Goes 1-for-2, but that one was a home run and also had two walks in there. Not a surprise there. So Josh Young, a nice...
Three ribbies.
Three ribbies to go with it. A nice debut for Josh Young there at the AAA level this season. We'll look at Josh a little bit further in terms of what happens because there's still almost 2 months left in the Major League Baseball season. So we'll look at that. But good to see him back. Awesome to see him get the home run with Round Rock. I believe they were at Bricktown, so he's probably hit home runs there before in Big 12 tournament setting. Has he ever had one?
I don't
remember. No, Cam Warren always tore it up there.
Mm-hmm.
Going back home.
Nobody tears it up there.
Nobody tears it up?
Remember when it's...
Fight
and scratch to beat Virginia. I mean,
Cam Warren, he would always hit home runs, but it seemed like the teams can't.
Where Cam tore it up the most was Norman.
Yeah, he did. Always did when he returned back home. Where's what college did he go to? I mean, high school did he go to? I know what college he went to.
Carl Albert.
That's right.
5A school with really good football and baseball.
Yep. Houston Astros beat the Texas Rangers last night by a score of 7-5. Rangers had a lead for a good chunk of this game, but a grand slam by the Astros.
Definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
This evening, we'll have a 6:30 coverage start time if you're a Rangers fan on Double T 97.3, or you can have it right here on 100.7 The Score for Astros broadcast at 6:40. Be a 7:10 first pitch in game two of that three-game series. Texas Tech women's basketball got a win yesterday, 80-41 over
somebody in Greece.
Yeah, let's just go with that. They'll play again today, also in Greece, against Olympiakos Select. So, another international team in Greece. This will actually tip off at 11 a.m. Central Time. Since I know you're great on the world clock, what time would that be in Athens?
Not great on the world clock.
I would assume it's about 8 hours ahead, maybe nine. I think eight, because we're about 6 hours off of London. So, somewhere in that range. Who knows, 7 o'clock tip off over there or so. But 11 a.m. Central Time, the Lady Raider basketball team will continue their trek through Greece. And I think they go to Crete next, which I'm not good with my geography, but that's an island from what I understand. Roger Goodell has spoken out finally on Deshaun Watson. The NFL is currently appealing Watson's 6-game ban. This is so weird because you're used to seeing it the other way. Because in the past, it's been mostly Roger Goodell is the judge, jury, and executioner. But they handled this differently, where they had a different party handling it, a more neutral party. And then the NFL doesn't like the suspension, so they say, we're going to appeal the 6-game suspension. We think it should be more.
Mm.
Vegas odds actually show that they anticipate it's going to be more. The odds that it's going to be more of a 6-game suspension. Roger Goodell,
what a mess,
says that the NFL evidence that they have calls for a full season ban on Deshaun Watson and calls the quarterback's behavior predatory. He said, we've seen the evidence. It was very clear evidence, and we should enforce the evidence. There were multiple violations here. They were egregious, and it was predatory behavior, he said Tuesday following a special meeting in Minneapolis. Those are things that we always felt were important for us to address in a way that's responsible. So we'll see what ends up happening. Are you anticipating a bigger suspension?
I don't know, Joyce. I got tired head on it.
Fair enough.
But I think there probably will be some added games.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I mean, that the NFL is telling you gambling is worse than predatory behavior. Because, hold on, I've just blanked on his name. Receiver that's suspended for the whole season.
Julio Jones.
Thank you. Julio Jones is out for the whole season. Whole season? It is, right? Okay. A few more from the chat line. You can get your thoughts in. Yates Flooring Center chat line.
Did you see Mahomes throw it behind his back 30 yards and hit the crossbar?
No.
So he lines up. I guess it's more like 20 yards. 20 yards. He flips it up in the air overhand. Trying to hit the crossbar. Ding. Then he throws it behind his rear end off the crossbar. Unbelievable.
Okay. Oh, I got it. So...
How about that?
This guy. So, the first one was left-handed.
Oh, it's lefty. That? I didn't even see that.
First one's lefty off the crossbar.
Oh, get out of here. Showing off now.
Even better.
Man. Lefty, then behind the back, right.
It's lefty and then behind the back. How many tries do you think it would take you to?
I don't think I could throw it that far.
Crossbar.
I couldn't throw it that far left-handed.
I
couldn't throw it behind my back that far.
It is 30 yards because it's from the 20-yard line.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
So
that's
exactly
right.
30 yards. Wow. So you don't think you can throw that?
I know I can't. No, oh, I can't. I cannot throw.
Your arm is.
Huh?
I forgot your arm shot.
No, I mean, my right arm is shot, but I can't throw lefty.
Oh, okay. I'm saying, how many times would it take you to throw a football right-handed and get it on the crossbar? I feel like it'd take me at least
two
five
or three.
To 10 to... It's not as easy to hit that crossbar.
Well, I play a lot of catch with my son, so okay. I don't have to throw very far because, like I said,
yeah.
Rag.
Few from the chat line. Choice, has the revenge on Clint happened yet? Not yet. I've got to wait and I got to wait till he's not.
Let him forget
it.
About it.
Yeah.
A little bit. Yeah.
Got to let it settle for a little bit.
They said yesterday that Clint is living in your head rent free on the bottom line.
Nah. It ain't rent-free. Rent-free is like living there all the time, right? The only reason Clint returns to my head is because he continues to do all these pranks. It's happening almost daily. So that's not rent-free. Rent-free is like, God, I hate that guy. He hasn't been here for 2 years, but I still can't stand him. At least that's how I interpret rent-free. There's no rent-free going on there. He'll pay rent. Don't worry.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
You're listening to the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. He's Jeff Axton. I'm Troyce Woodman. Hanging with you till about noon today. Continue to get those thoughts in, your comments, your questions. All welcome on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Plenty of reaction there. Appreciate all the participation. Get back to some of that. Some towards me, some towards Hex, some towards both.
Morons!
Also, a poll question. We'll talk a little turnover magic for the Red Raiders as we dive into that throughout the program as well. But Hex, you had a
leaked
non-conference schedule. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay.
For hoops.
What exactly does that mean?
By the way, 20-24 is ahead on the takeaways.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Northwestern State, Texas Southern, La Tech. Return of Talvin Hester. Creighton in Maui. Then either Louisville or Arkansas and then TBD. Georgetown, Nicholls State, Eastern Washington. Houston Baptist, South Carolina State, and LSU.
Okay, so this isn't, like, truly leaked. This came from the AJ originally, right?
Did it?
Yeah, I believe so. I think the AJ...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. AJ
no,
Sports.
You're good. Sometimes it's hard to tell.
LubbockOnline.com.
On Twitter. So, AJ has put out what they've got so far of the schedule. It's not quite complete, but they've got the... what's there thus far? So, actually, AJ has guarantee amounts for some of those home games.
Oh, yeah.
Payout amounts. Northwestern Cha-ching. State gets 90 grand. Texas Southern gets 90 grand. La Tech is pretty cool because you get old Talvin Hester back here, as you mentioned.
Eastern Washington with that further travel, 115 grand.
I think... Maybe try to look at this. Looks like a fairly attractive home schedule.
It's not bad. I mean, I think it's probably the best that I've seen.
You haven't had many good ones. And that's, I hear people complain about that. That's college basketball in general, right? I mean, you just don't have good home and homes for the most part, unless they're forced by these alliances.
I don't know.
Or
it's more the same choice.
What?
Just the only difference is Louisiana Tech.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's just directional.
It's a little bit more of a name, but that's it.
I mean, Nichols is terrible. Eastern Washington's Baptist, okay. Yeah. HBU's terrible. South Carolina State's terrible. But that's the way you do it.
But you get Georgetown, which is a name.
Yeah.
And actually did really well in the transfer portal. So we'll see.
They're still what probably hacked about McClung, huh?
I would guess they're wanting to win that one. Yeah. But you're right. Yeah. It's more of the same. But like I was saying, Hex, this is a college basketball program problem. No one really wants to do home and homes, especially when you play in a league like the Big 12. Right? I mean, because you can play the patsiest of schedules. You can play really easy schedules in the... Sure, it's a word.
Patsiest?
Yeah, patsiest. You can play the easiest of schedules in the non-conference, and your RPI is still going to be really good in the conference because you're playing in the Big 12.
It is a word.
Patsiest is? Okay. I thought... There's no way that's a word. Is it really a word? Are you looking on Urban Dictionary or actual dictionary?
Let's see what popped up here.
Patsiest.
This is from thesaurus.com. As in ignorant, innocent, simple, sincere, unsophisticated. Those are synonyms. Naive. Patsiest as in naive.
Okay. I think it is a word.
You're lucky.
No, I knew that one. Whole way. Knew it. Okay. So from the chat line.
Oh, boy.
Rent-free is how Aggies live in the heads of Red Raider fans. Shots fired. Another one. Texas lives in most Tech fans' heads rent-free. Living rent-free in someone's head is TCU ticket sales for Tech games.
Texas ticket offices.
Yeah, I don't think Texas may live rent-free.
El Jefe, I think, lives in their heads.
Oh, definitely. Texas may live rent-free in Tech fans' heads, but it's right now, it's the other way around, too. I mean, you're living in their heads, especially in the basketball side of things. You don't think Texas Tech's living in Chris Beard's head right now?
Every day.
100%. This choice, Patrick asks, why do you continue to wear Baylor colors? I'm just leaning into it at this point. Plus, it's a nice shirt. This is my consolation prize for my wife going to the Kentucky Derby without me. She brought me back a shirt.
Made sure to get it in Baylor green.
She did. I think it was the...
In Baylor green.
This is not Baylor green. This is actually like John Deere green. Really is.
On a mid-spring day. There goes Viking. Just going to wreck your office.
Yeah, probably. Someone said, Gru told us yesterday that it should have taken you 15 seconds to untangle the cord.
Yeah, he said it was no big deal. He barely did anything.
It's not true. Something else, peek behind the curtain. This is no exaggeration. Clint Scott is the biggest liar I know.
Really?
Oh, 100%. Doing a show with him for however long we did. Lucas, can you vouch?
Is he a liar?
He extends the truth.
Oh, come on.
You're a liar.
He straight up lies all the time. It's jokes, but he makes it so serious. And he doesn't actually tell the other truth, so it's actually a lie. He is the biggest liar I know. Like,
well, I feel for Chase right now. McGuire's just riding him up and down the hallways. Oh, jeez.
Hax, you get your tickets to Corn on September 7th?
No. They coming to town?
I think they are coming to town. I think I saw it. Need to go get your face melted off?
Yeah. Sit in the back. No mosh pits for me.
No?
You ever been in a real mosh pit?
Once. What's the age cutoff for mosh pits?
It should be 32.
32? I turned 32 later this month.
There you go. You can get in one.
I gotta,
just don't get your eyes scraped.
Like I know.
Got going on, not be able to see.
Someone said, why is June still there? You know there's a pound.
Because when I bring up that, I get the worst look you could imagine.
You ought to just, quit asking permission and just go do it.
You know what that would do to me?
Just say, I don't know where she went.
I want to do that, but
Just don't admit that you're doing it on the radio, and then because someone would inevitably say, "Yeah, I heard Hacks talking about this plan he schemed up on the radio." Just, you know, she's just gonna have gotten out at some point.
She wants her freedom.
She just ran off. Came home, and
my favorite thing to say is June's about to go live with the coyotes.
You could act like she learned how to open the door.
Yeah.
And then I came home. The door was wide open.
Pretty talented when it comes to destruction. Mm. The toads were back out in the neighborhood last night. The toads love that
rain.
I'm
sure they did. Raiders
Dad.
Have
a party.
Hashtag Woodman Blessed from Raiders Dad. Thank you.
Dear Lord, I've seen what you've done
for
the
Woodmans. I didn't get to go. She went without me.
Mm. And I know you can do the same for me.
Eric says it's Korn and Evanescence together. Yeah. That'd be interesting. Interesting.
Definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Happy hump day. It is the End of the Bench right here on 100.7 The Score. 107thescore.com and the 100.7 The Score mobile app. We have entered, pardon me, into our numero dos. He's Jeff Axton. I'm Choice Woodman. Lucas White, back behind the glass, taking care of us as usual. Continue to join us. Lots of your participation. We appreciate that on the 8th Flooring Center chat line through that 100.7 The Score mobile app. We'll get back to some of that from the chat line in a moment. What are you laughing at over there?
A dog.
I want to share with the class. Speaking of dogs, Clay says, June goes to the pound, Hacks gets to move to the doghouse.
Yeah, I pretty much live there anyway, but that would be really bad.
Yeah. Would you have the entire household gain up on you, or is this just like mom and daughter or older daughter?
Cam's on my side.
Oh, okay. So just mom?
Yeah.
You got like a 3-1, 4-1 going on. We all know who rules the roost in just about every household. They've got special powers. We know how that works. At least anybody who's married does. So, Hacks, we presented this towards the beginning of the show. But our End of the Bench poll question of the day, you can go vote on it right now. 59 votes, still plenty of room for you to vote. Texas Tech has forced an average of 19.3 turnovers per season since 2010. That's minus the COVID year, which you only had 10 in that year. How many takeaways will the Red Raider defense have this season? Less than 15 has zero votes. You've done that, but to be honest, it's only happened once. 15 to 19 takeaways, 20% of the vote. 20 to 24 takeaways, 58% of the vote. And then more than 24 takeaways gains 22% of the vote. So, again, people drinking the Kool-Aid. But this isn't crazy. Because you could have 15 turnovers and it wouldn't be shocking. You could have 25 turnovers and that wouldn't be that shocking either. Especially when you look at some of the pieces you've got on the back end of this defense. You look at some guys that could force turnovers, both as heavy hitters, hard hitters, as well as guys that can go pick the ball off. So, Hacks, you're high in turnovers. Was back in 2017, in this span since 2010, 29 in one season. Now, turnovers don't always spell guaranteed success because it matters what you're doing on the offensive side, how much are you giving the ball away. Right. So that turnover margin is something to look at in terms of more success correlation. And then your low was 10 in 2020, or if you don't count the 2020 year because less games, you had 13 in 2016. So you went from 2016, you went from 13 turnovers to a spike all the way to 29 in 2017. So you go from 15. 15 is your second lowest number during this stretch. That's what you had last year. Just didn't take the ball away a whole lot. Still went 6-6, found a way into a bowl game. But it feels like some of those closer games, some of those closer moments, maybe that tips in your favor a little bit more if you can get one more takeaway here or there.
Yeah.
So that's I think that's an interesting number I'll be keeping an eye on all season is how many turnovers you're able to get specifically.
I voted 20
in
to 24.
20 to 24?
Yeah.
Okay. That's also where I was at. 20 to 24 seems like a very realistic number to put on it. 15 to 19, very possible. More than 24, all of those are possible. I would be shocked if you're going less than 15, especially, once again, if what the emphasis that Joey McGuire and company have put on taking away the football. Y'all can go vote at 107. The score...
Was yesterday the coolest moment in sports all year long with the little league action where the young man got beaned and went and hugged him?
Man, it gets the that'll get the emotional juices flowing a little bit. That was great. If you missed what Hax is talking about, there was a kid that got hit in the ear hole, basically. Fastball got away from a pitcher in the Little League.
Knocked his helmet off.
Series. Looked dangerous at first, but then he hops up. He gets over to first base. He's okay, no concussion and all that sort of thing. But the kid on the mound is shaken up, pretty shaken up over hitting him in the head.
Very emotional. He's crying.
Yeah. And then the kid at first base just goes over and gives him a hug and says, it's all right, man.
Yeah.
I'm good.
It was so pure.
Yeah.
And there's not a lot pure in the world anymore. And that was just like an incredible dose of purity of humanity and coming from the youth, you know, and then you throw in sports in there. And then I threw, you know, my emotions came racing back when Perry got hit and his chin exploded and just how awful that was. And, I remember how bad that kid that hit the ball felt and was making sure he was okay. And so just an awesome gesture and makes you proud to be associated with baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Makes you proud to, those kids are all from our region-ish.
Yeah.
You know, Texas East and Oklahoma, so. I thought it was just awesome. I thought it was the best moment sports-wise of the year.
You know, I'm going to disagree with one thing you said, that there's not a lot pure. I think there is still plenty pure in this world. There's tons. It's just not what's highlighted. We don't get to see that as much. I mean, it's because...
It doesn't sell.
Yeah,
right.
It doesn't sell. There's still plenty of great things, great people in this world.
Yeah, but when you do...
I wish there was
what
more
anybody
of that.
Does, okay. Which yeah. is if you're attached to one of these social media machines like we are constantly, because it is the only way to get breaking news. It's the best way.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to be on top of it and you want to get the listeners immediate information, you got to be plugged into it.
Definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
It's football season. Doesn't mean we can't talk baseball. Our end of the bench draft is upon us. Hax randomized it earlier, so he goes first. I'm second. Spark is third. We are picking Tim Tadlock era baseball players, whoever can put together the best lineup / pitching rotation will win this draft. All right. Spark, I think we're ready for round one.
All right, I'm going to pass over the Big 12 player of the decade. I want to win every Saturday. I select Stephen Gingrey.
Wow. You ruined the draft with this pick, right?
I was certain he was going to be there at three.
No, he didn't ruin it. He gave Sparkman two number one picks with that.
I'm curious to see where choice goes now, because...
I am going... I am in a tough spot here. Of course, Spark can take a pitcher. I don't know.
So you think I made a bad pick?
I think you made the right pick if you wanted him, because he wasn't going to sit there at the sixth pick when you came back around. But Anyway, sorry, I'm slowing this thing down already. I've got to go with who I think the best player is, and I think his number should be retired. Number 12, Eric Gutierrez. He's the one that is the best in the Tim Tadlock era overall.
It's good for me.
Okay.
All right.
Why is that good for you?
Josh Young.
Because I wasn't going to draft him no matter what.
I figured that was the case, but I think he will also... He also is that way to a lot of people.
I will take Josh Young.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now... Don't want to go double up on the Youngs.
Does he double up on the Youngs? Does he get the pitcher? Where does Zach Sparkman go next? Next round, please.
All right. Going to roll the dice. And Jace Young.
I thought you weren't going to double up on the Youngs.
Double up.
I hate that because I thought, yes, he's going to let me have Jace at the fifth overall pick.
I zagged when I found out I had three. Hacks threw off my... I was going to take Gingrey at three, and now I'm going to hope that my player I was going to take at four will still be there rolling back around.
All right. I'm going to go pitcher here because of its importance. I will go with... The other guy that was right there, give me Davis Martin.
Good pick.
Davis Martin, Stephen Gingrey. If they were ever healthy in the same season, man. Fully healthy. Who knows what could happen. Hex, second pick.
I'm going to take Caleb Killian.
That's a good pitcher.
I want to kill you on the mound.
You were starting with it.
Yeah.
On to round three.
I want to take heart and soul guy. I think we're going to have an incredible run on first baseman at some point. So I'm going to take former Big 12 player of the year, Hunter Hargrove.
Dang it. I thought he was going to be able to get him. Are you putting him at first base?
Yes. He is my first baseman.
Okay. Because he also played...
I know he played third. Yeah.
Third for an entire season. Okay. Hunter Hargrove at first for Haxton. Also, we need you to specify, Spark, is Josh a shortstop or a third baseman?
Josh is third base.
Okay.
You need him at third.
Yeah, that's the right spot to put him. I just have to specify for your roster. There are so many out there. Thought about going pitcher again. Snagging another one before. I think I'm going to take the first outfielder off the board. I'm reading Spark's mind on this. I'm going to take Grant Little.
Yeah, G. Liddy.
That was who I had at the top outfielder on my big board, but I'll take top four pitchers are off the board, or three. Give me... Brandon Birdsell.
Good pick.
It's a good pick.
Really good pick.
He was my fourth pitcher on the list, too.
Now?
We have similar lists, apparently.
Really good pick.
Maybe.
Fourth round?
I'm just looking past the production of some other guys at this position, but to me, pretty steep drop-off after Braxton Fulford at catcher.
That was a good strategic pick there.
My strategy, I was going to take Stephen Gingrey at three and Fulford at four. But with Josh and Jace, I had to zag.
Had to do a little zag there. All right. My next pick. Man, I'll come back around. This is tough because I'm trying to figure out where I'm going to put him. I'm going to take Michael Davis. And I'm going to put him at second base.
Okay.
One full season at second, one full season.
I'm going to take Brian Klein at second base. Go ahead and hit it there, Sparks.
On to round five.
I'm going to take Drew Baker and put him in left field.
Okay. Drew Baker as an outfielder. He was one you could have put at third base. You could have had options with Drew because he played a few different spots. All right, my next pick, I'm going to stay in the outfield, but I'm going to go to the outfield. I think I'm going to grab him now because I don't know if he'll be there. If I'll let it keep going. Give me the Bull, Stephen Smith. The best outfielder of the early team, put up some major production. Big reason why you got to Omaha in 2014. The Bull.
All right. I'll take an outfielder with them flying off the board. Give me Dylan Noisy, center field.
He's on my list.
Good pick. Good pick.
And now, turning back around, Cam Warren.
There's the old one bagger.
Cam Warren.
He's my top five favorite Red Raider baseball players of all time.
It's like people wise, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, man, it's a pretty heroic things.
Sure, yeah, yeah. Not trying to write that off, but you're absolutely right. All right, this back to me, right? For round six. Next one on the list for me. Man, do I go pitcher here? I'm going to go ahead and take a shortstop off the board. Give me Cal Conley.
Yeah, good pick. He's on my list. I can't believe I'm getting this guy here.
Take him.
Gabe Holt, center field.
Okay.
Can't believe I got him that many picks in.
That's all right. There's a lot of outfielders. Outfielder is probably the most packed spot.
So we've had a run on shortstops.
Yep. Actually, we've only had one shortstop taken up to this point.
Just one?
Mine, yeah. Cal Conley was the first.
Josh could be considered one.
Right, but he put him at third base. So.
All right. One of my favorite guys. First guy I ever called home run. Orlando Garcia later.
Orlando Garcia. Good pick.
Shortstop.
Okay. Oh, this is me again. I keep forgetting I'm in the second spot. We're in round seven, by the way. This will stretch out into the next
4, 5, 6, 7
segment.
I only got five more picks, though.
I'm going to take... This is tough. This is tough. I'm going to go back to pitcher, and I'm going to go to maybe your best arm from the bullpen and the Tim Tadlock era. Give me Hayden Howard. I mean, absolute stud.
You want me to finish off this round and then
finish it,
pick it up next?
We'll move on.
I will take Johnny Droz.
Dang.
When you said best bullpen arm, I was like, dadgummit.
Droz is there too. I mean, those are like 1A, 1B when it comes to bullpen. All right. Draft will continue in a few moments. You got any guys that we have not mentioned yet? Put them in on the AIDS Flooring Center chat line. When it comes to Tim Tadlock era baseball players, we're drafting the best rosters there. You're listening to The End of the Bench. Don't forget, ask the Benchwarmers, about 20 minutes away, so get those questions in if you'd like on the AIDS Flooring Center chat line as well. It's The End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score. We continue on our Tim Tadlock era baseball players draft, trying to get the best grouping. We're through seven rounds up to this point. We've got five more if my math holds correctly.
Yep.
Okay. So, Sparky, it's snaking back to you. Start up round eight, please.
Tyler Nesloni. Put him in left field.
I hate you. Did you just take that suggestion from the chat line, or did you really have him ready to go?
I was maybe going to wait, but I'm looking at outfielders on my big board, and I'm like,
I wanted
it's drying up.
Tyler Nesloni. Underrated in the Tim Tadlock era, and I thought I would be able to snag him. Apparently will not. All right. I'm going to go ahead and take the first technical.
Is it Spark? Oh, yeah, that's right. No,
because he went before he took Johnny Droz. Now, Nestlone, I'm going to go ahead and take the first technically DH off the board. Give me Zach Reams.
Oh, I wanted Zach so bad.
I knew you wanted Reams, so that's why I was taking him right there, because I thought you might take him with one of the next two picks. X, round seven for you.
Okay. It's getting tougher.
It is getting tougher. Still a lot of options, but.
Well, I'm going to take one of my talking about top five players, and I don't care what you guys say. My DH is John McMillan.
Hey, that's fine. The guy can hit the ball
4 miles.
So far.
And he's just one of my favorite dudes.
Okay. That's fair enough.
I'm going to close out my pitchers with Jose Quezada.
Jose Quezada. Queso. Okay. Not a bad pick. Round nine for me. Let's go with... I'm going to take him. Kurt Wilson is my third baseman. I mean...
Kurt Wilson.
Super utility guy. And talk about the emotion.
He's not a third baseman.
He played third. He played third multiple times in his Red Raider career, so.
Okay.
I mean.
I will take Clayton Beter.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
A little versatility. Can close, can start.
So you're done with
Got
pitchers.
My three pitchers. And.
I think I'm the only one that hadn't finished that out. Round 10, please.
Give me, nah.
You're right over there.
Yeah, give me Corey Raley.
It's okay. The longest pause I've ever heard from you.
DH?
Yes, okay. DH.
Corey Raley as the DH. Not bad there. Man, I still need another outfielder. All right, I'm going to go ahead and take this guy, one of the few guys that are on the current roster. Give me Hudson White at catcher.
Oh, wow, okay.
Hudson for the catcher.
It's back to me.
It is back to you.
Give me Michael Berglund. It's my catcher.
Berglund, okay.
Did you take Morrell?
No one's taking Morrell.
I want Easton Morrell on right field.
Okay. Easton Morrell for Hax's penultimate pick. I've got to take another outfielder, so this guy is not gone, a little surprisingly. Give me Tanner Gardner. He's pretty good for you. All Big 12, I think, multiple times.
A lot of players, boys.
There are so many to pick from.
No wonder you've been to Omaha 4 times.
Yeah. A lot of you look up and down this list. All Big 12, all Big 12, all Big 12. Talented guys. All right, Sparky, your final or penultimate pick here and then final pick.
I will take Tim Proudfoot, shortstop.
Okay.
And.
It's a good pick.
Let me, if I could pull up some debating between two guys. Scrolling through the tech website. Oh, they don't have the...
What do you need?
I was going to look up... I'm debating between Cody Farhat and Owen Washburn.
Okay, yeah, you need one more outfielder.
You need Farhat.
Yeah, give me Farhat. Yeah.
For now.
Yep. I guess I might think... I think what I'm going to do, switch. I know I've got Dylan Noisy at center. I'm going to put Noisy in right. I'm going to put Farhat in center.
It doesn't matter. We're just listing them as outfielders, but yeah. So, Cody Farhat for... Spark, you could have gone with Adam Kirsch, technically, if you liked that, but didn't have to.
Because I had Kirsch at DH, but yeah, he could have gone.
You could, but he played some outfield. It was primarily a DH, so He did both. My final pick in this here long draft, I need one more pitcher. So I'm going to go with one that was big for you in 2014 again. Cameron Smith.
And I'll wrap it up with old Parker Kelly at third.
Parker Kelly at third to close out the draft.
We're never going to make an error at the hot corner.
Nope. Pretty good lists. You know, a lot of these drafts, you can know who's going to win. Get a feel for it along the way. This is purely on who people's favorites are going to be.
Well, and my rule for myself was I was not going to take anybody that I hadn't seen in person.
Yeah. And that's fair.
So I siphoned off a pretty good chunk.
You started in 15 or 16? 17.
17? 17 was my first year. 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. This is just did 22, right?
Just did, yep. No, yeah, for baseball, yes.
17, yeah. 18, 19, 20, 21, 20.
Okay.
23 is coming up.
Okay. I don't know why I thought you were here in 16. So your first Omaha trip was 18?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There you go. All right, y'all can react to those. They will be posted a little bit later this afternoon, some sort of graphic, some form or fashion on Twitter. You can vote on those. I don't know if it's possible, if anybody was listening long enough, to put a snub list out there. If you were and want to put 12 players that we did not mention, I don't know if you're going to have enough votes for it. Might be a little tougher for a snub list on this one, but you're welcome to on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Banjo Bob making fun of my pronunciations, pronouns. Mischievous is what he says. I don't know where you keep finding that extra syllable. I said mischievous, I think is what I went with.
Yeah.
I think it's both, right?
I've heard both.
I'm going full Chuck Hines here.
Mischievous.
I've heard it that way.
Mischievous. Mischievous.
It's like Chuck going with like protean and
protean.
That's his.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got so many of those. Oh, I've heard it that way. Here's one that's off the list. Ryan Shetter did not go.
Shetter did not
go. It's a good one. Yeah. Dylan Dushek, another one.
Shetter, Dushek, and Beater were all for that last pitcher spot for me.
Yep. Don't even worry about the draft hacks. Choice will be logging into all his burners after the show to vote. I got one that I've used in the past. And
I maintain the only reason Choice beat me in the movies draft was because he put Rambo's picture in place of Rocky. Totally invalidates the results.
Yeah, that was kind of a mistake. Yeah, Rocky went postal, like someone said. $100 and I'll take care of June. There's an offer, Hex. Is it tempting? No, I bet Hax would take it if he didn't already have a contingency plan with the mother-in-law.
50 and we got a deal. Wait a minute. Bet. Take care of? Is it in shoot? I can't do that.
Oh. That didn't even cross my mind.
Yeah, but I was like, I'm going to get her a good home. Done.
Take care of. Like, yeah. Take care of? Wink, wink. Yeah, that one.
Oh, Lordy.
Oh, gosh, that's...
I was about to go in. Yeah, she's got all her shots. Yeah, she's been spayed.
We're good.
I'll take care of her. I'll take care...
I can do that. Taken care of.
Oh, man.
All right, we'll get back to your questions next. It's that time already. Ask the Benchwarmers. Get those questions in right now. Yates Flooring Center chat line wide open to you. Questions about Tech football, baseball, basketball... Love advice from Zach Sparkman. Anything and everything welcome on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. It is the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score.
This has been the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 107thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.